Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning and welcome to this broadcast. I hope today is a day when you are open and ready to receive. So as you get yourself prepared, I recommend that you take a few minutes and to center yourself and open yourself and be ready to receive, because do I have quality materials to pass on to you this morning.
In the course of some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I know how special you are, and that's why I invest in you twice a week. And today is an extremely special segment because I will be giving you 21 tips that you can use to effectively invest in yourself. But before I go into the segment for today, I want to remind you that you're always welcome to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166, and the chat room is also opened. And I want to remind you that we will be doing our first cruise for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. profit group, that we are focusing on the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. And our first cruise will be on the Norwegian Epic. And that will be June the 14th through the 20th. No, June the 14th through the 22nd, excuse me. The port of call will be Barcelona, Spain. And I want to encourage you to call our cruise consultant, Tot Olinda Begg, and her numbers are 203-539-0094 and 203-818-3174. Make sure you call her up and she will give you all the details pertaining to the cruise. Part of the itinerary is that we have entertainment by the legendary Blue Man Group. We have jazz clubs. We have Fat Cat, Howl of the Moon. So this is designed to be an enjoyable time, and this can be a family vacation. So again, call up Tot or Linda Begg at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. And also, I want to let you know, I want you to keep a look on my Facebook page or also on my LinkedIn profile. I am offering a year-end promotion that will greatly benefit you. I'm offering a group coaching promotion, so keep looking out for that and see how you can take advantage of that. Next Wednesday, which is the 5th or 6th, I think, November 5th or 6th, I will not be on the air because I will be in the Dominican Republic. Yes, the 6th, I will be in the Dominican Republic. I will be taking a few days to invest in me so that I can come back and serve you better. So I'm excited that I will be attending the Awesomeness Fest in the Dominican Republic. So I will not be on the air announcing live. However, I want you to look out for my tweets and look out for my Instagram. If you have not yet connected with me on Twitter, you can do so at Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook, Daphne Clark Hudson. On LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. And on Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. So stay connected with me while I'm in the Dominican Republic. I'll be there from the 4th through the 13th. And I'm looking forward to spend those days with some amazing people from across the world. And I am looking to come back with some meaningful nuggets that will help you. So, again, I'll not be on the air next from the 4th through the 13th because I will be educating and investing in myself in order to serve you better. So, listen, grab your tablet, grab your pen and papers, and get ready to take some notes. And call in the number to call it 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And just get ready for a phenomenal, phenomenal episode today. Okay, so let's get ready. I was about to say, let's get busy, but let's get ready for today's episode. Today, I'm giving you the 21 most effective ways to invest in yourself. It was Howard Thurman who says, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because the world needs people who have come alive. And isn't that the truth? A lot of people are going around in the world and they're already dead, just waiting to be placed in the casket. Here are some questions I want you to ponder on as we go through today's episode. I want to welcome guest 131 to the show. Here are some questions I want you to ponder on. Why do some people love their jobs? You know, They can't wait to get out of bed this morning. They are excited. They are the life. They are the life of the office. And on the other hand, there is a large majority of people that dread to get up every Monday morning, and they're probably saying, oh my God, I wish it was Friday again. It's just Monday morning, and they say that. Is it about the decision that we all make in our lives? Does it have anything to do with our culture, ethnicity, upbringings? Or is it pertaining to a four-letter word that people call L-U-C-K? Or it can be something else. And I'm sure if I ask you to create a list to answer these questions, these lists would be a mile long. But I just want you to ponder on these questions as I go through what I am about to do today. Survey shows that about half or more of the American people who work a job are really not very happy with what they are doing. They spend a lot of their waking hours extremely agitated and dissatisfied about the work that they do. The question is, are you and I accountable for our own success? As much as it is our responsibility to discover our special gifts and attributes and capabilities, this can give us edge and the greatest probability to have a flourishing life, business, and career. In order to excel and manifest our best in life, this requires us to be in a position that we accept to invest in who we are. As entrepreneurs, we talk about having an influential brand. And for those of us who probably does not have a product with a service, we are our brand, because we have nothing tangible to give to our clients. So we got to sell them on the services that we have, that we are able to get them to commit to that. How willing are you to commit in yourself and to commit to yourself and to invest? A couple of weeks ago, I did a segment called How Committed Are You to Invest? You know that what I have come to observe is that a lot of people put more effort into investing in this than they do for their everyday lives. We must invest in that person that we were born to be. We cannot continue to waste time to point fingers. Oftentimes people are pointing fingers at their family, their upbringing, their neighborhood, and the list goes on and on and on. I was listening to a news break, and they were talking about Jay-Z and the Barney store, and that he should sever his ties. And one of the things I heard one woman said is that Jay-Z needs to focus on the fact that he is also black and he should put himself in the position of these people because he grew up poor. How would he react if this was happening to him? Yes, we all have history, but it comes a time when we must evolve from where we are and go to that place where we can help others to become better. We are meant to be role models and we are meant to be mentors. We cannot go around holding the world hostage for where we are and the result that we want. This has to do with our investment. What do you believe are the most important areas in your life where you need to invest? What areas have you already invested in, and what have been some of the outcomes? What areas are you currently focusing on? I want you to jot down under each topic that I just, each heading that I just read, I want you to go ahead and jot down under there your answers. Because this is not, unless you feel compelled to calling and share it, this is just for you to begin to do an inventory of the area in your life that you have or have not been paying attention to. Many people do not have a budget that they invest in themselves, neither for their businesses, career, or life. It is essential to have an investment plan because, honestly and truly, our lives depends on it, and so does the lives of our families and loved ones. Each and every one of us, we are at different levels in our lives. And unless we make a decision to do something different, we will be exiting this life without our brilliance being showed to the rest of the world. So with that being said, we have to give, we must give serious consideration to these, the steps that I'm going to give you. And I see these as some of the most initial steps that we need to take in investing in ourselves. The first one I want to look on is our strengths. A lot of times you hear people talk about what they are not good at. I'm here to tell you, when you begin to invest in yourself, do not focus on what you are not good at. Focus on your strengths. Build on those things that you are extremely good at. Keep giving more energy and focus to your strengths. When you invest in your strengths, it will help you to go much further. You will become increasingly aware of your strengths. That allows you to just excel and go higher. It will help you to set and achieve higher goals. Honestly and truly, it is our responsibility to identify those things that will help us to thrive in all the things we do. Once you identify these things, I want you to commit to carry them through. If you're a good singer, find out what you can do to hone into that ability to sing. You know, volunteer on your church choir to sing. When you get an opportunity to sing somewhere for somebody to identify that skill outside of the church, do that. Do not be afraid to ask for help to fine-tune that gift that you have identified. You are someone who is a great marketer. I want for you to really and truly just concentrate on that and make sure that you are getting the word out about that. Take some classes. In your mindset that I can do this to the best of my ability. Do not be afraid to ask others, assess you, how do they see you? In every opportunity you get, always demonstrate your best. The ultimate prize for this is that you will be building a network. You are going to be finding happiness, not only in your business or career, but also in your life. Number two, invest in intelligence and know-how. Apply it more actively. The bottom line, never say never to continuous learning. Life is a classroom. We can learn every day. I want to welcome guest 153 to the show. We can learn every day. So long as we wake up, it's an opportunity for us to continue to learn. Apply what you are learning to your life. It is up to you for you to excel and build a name for you, or in order to identify your brand, it is up to you to keep it before people. And what better way to do that than to expose yourself or open yourself to continuous learning? We all need to be proactive. We cannot sit around and wait for the right time. The right time is now. And we must be ready. Each and every day we get up, we must be ready. We must identify and know the goals that we are working on in the different areas of our life. Identify what's best for us. Build relationships with key people. People who have, as they put it, been there, done that. There are so many things that have been done already. And the honest truth is, you and I do not need to reinvent the wheel, but we just need to embrace what is already done and utilize that. Number three, investing in the right relationships. Give them time and attention. Now, if you are in a group and you are the most intelligent and the smartest person there, I am here to tell you that it is time for you to find a new group. Just take a respectful exit and move to somewhere else. We do not want to be in a group where always calling the shots. If that is happening, we are not learning. You know, we got to build personal adverse advisory. You can call them board or networks that can properly guide us throughout life. You know, it might be our spiritual advisor. It might be a confidant. It might be a good friend. Someone who is able to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. I can tell you from my personal experience, when I realized the importance of investing in myself, I realized how important it is for me to be around people of influence. I'm always looking to kick it up a couple of notches. I don't want to be around just people in my level. I want to be around people who have influence. People who can tell me, well, here's what needs to be done, and this is where you do it. They can pick up the phone, they can call someone or an organization and say, well, here, I have this woman, she's good at X, Y, Z. Would you consider giving her some time to help her? I have found out that these people are always able to guide me rightfully. They themselves are truly investing in who they choose for me to become, because they see the greatness in me, and they are investing in the relationship to make sure I go in the right direction. Investment, when we are in a relationship, investment is not one way. I remember some years ago I was in a networking group, and all of us, we need to give recommendation. They always just have one of each category of business in that group. And the rule that they had was that all of the ex referrals would go to that person, the other person, and the other person. So each week that we would go to the meeting, we would only pitch that thing that we are looking for referrals for. Well, what I came to find out is that there I was pitching, speaking and training. And there was another lady who knew how to do those things, and she was not pitching that. However, it came to my attention that the people in the group, they were giving the referrals for training and speaking to her. And I thought of it, and I did not get into a confrontation with everybody. I said to myself, Daphne, I don't think that they believe in what you do. So it's time for you to move on and to associate yourselves with other groups that believe in what you're doing and will help you to make the connections. You got to be honest to you and your beliefs. You find out that somebody's doing you wrong, do not spend your energy focusing on making sure who is right and who is wrong. If something is not working with you, you need to sever your ties and to go ahead, go to a place where you can nurture that relationship. Just get me a sip of water. Joining me, we are talking about the 21 most effective ways to invest in yourself. And we just got to step number 4. Invest in a mentor or coach. And you probably say, like I hear a lot of time, oh, I can't afford that. The bottom line is you cannot afford not to have one. And don't go around looking for people to always give you their services and expertise for FREE. It's called investment, so you need to open your checkbooks and open your wallets and take your credit card out. You are worth it. So invest in a mentor or coach. I know that this will help you to sustain momentum. It helps you to be accountable. It allows you to stay focused on the areas that you need to take responsibility for and to develop and manage. A lot of people are losing momentum because they do not invest in a mentor or coach for themselves and their lives. And because of this, they lose momentum. And a lot of times they throw in the towel and give up. Most people never start getting help to manage their lives. Making a life or career move towards management is the best practice that you could adopt. It helps you every day to see your daily activities, goals, and objectives. So if you have not yet considered, begin to do that research and to find out who is the best match for you to help you on this path. Number five. Invest in family. It is very important for us to create a balance in our personal and family life. I know that there are many people who are working a job and they take some work home, not just sometime, but all the time. And they go home and they do not have any time for their children or spouses or significant other. You need to invest that time. And you don't need to concentrate on quantity. The quality is important. I was listening to an interview, and the mother on the interview stated how she was busy building her career, and she would go home, and she would be rushing to go to her son's school, and the little boy was in second grade, and one evening she went home and she pushed the dinner on the table and was getting ready, freshening her makeup, getting ready to go. And her son asked her, "Mom, where are you going?" And she said, "I was going to the PTO meeting at your school." And the boy said, "I don't care if you go to that. I want you to stay home with me." How heart-wrenching is that? And she said, since that day, she has not been to one of those PTO meetings. However, she's still involved in her child's school. And how is she involved? She says she signs up for garbage duty for every event that they have. This allows her to take her son with her to do the garbage duty. She says she's never late for garbage duty because the garbage is always done at the end of the event. And she is spending quality time with her child. They are bonding and they are building a relationship together. So a lot of times we think that, I grew up in an era when they said children should be seen and not heard. And you're probably listening to me and you grew up in a culture where you too heard that. I tell you, that's a no-no. We need to spend time, have family conferences with our family members, find out how what we are doing is impacting their lives. And trust me, there are times when you're going to be hearing some things that you're not comfortable with. Suck it up. Put your big girl panties or big boy's boxers on and suck it up. And just work on those areas that will enhance you. Honestly and truly, balance is the key. If you do not have balance in your family life, everything else is going to be out of whack. Especially if you are working out of your home. Unless you have balance, there will be no respect and support in what you're doing. They are going to be seeing it as a joke. They are always going to be interrupting you as you focus on doing your work. So, you need to take the time to create the balance. Set the stage. Let them understand what is acceptable, your life, what's acceptable. When mommy or daddy is in that room and the door is closed, it means I'm at work. It's business time. You're going to find out that they are going to be more willing to contribute to the success of whatever it is you are doing. The other thing that you can do is that over the holidays, instead of you sending your kids out to work at those fast food places, engage them in what you're doing, and that will help them to begin to create some respect for what it is you're doing. You're paying them. They do not have to take the bus, and they don't have to travel to go to work. They are just leaving their bedroom and coming downstairs to be at work. So, you know, consider that. Your family and your personal friends are extremely essential to the development of a successful life and career for you. They are clearly in a position to enrich whatever it is you are doing. Do not see the engaging of activities with your family as separate from what it is that you are doing. You should always use that to brighten the horizon of your business and also your personal growth. Invest in the right way and more effectively manage your life and your career. Think of your investment as a personal enrichment enrichment process. An investment is always working for you because it focuses on making you a better person in the home and outside. Again, I want you to know you can call in at any time. The number is 646-915 8166. 646-915-8166. And call in. Let me know what are some things that you have been doing for your personal development, and how are you investing in yourself? Now, here are a few words from one of our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. Okay. And again, the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. Are you someone who have been investing in you? If so, what are some things that you are doing? At the top of the hour, I gave you some questions I want you to answer. And here again, I want to give you a few more questions. As you write each down, leave some space in between where you can write your answers. And this is for you to look back and view what you're doing. Question number one for this section. Where are you in life now? And leave a space to fill your answers in. Number two, do you like where you are and the path you're on? Number three, are you doing the things that bring you joy and fulfillment from the inside out? Number four, have you found life to be in a rut? In other words, have you found your life to be in a rut? Where are you going? Answers down. If you have answered yes to the two first questions, great. If you were not able to answer yes to any of these questions, that's all right, because your new beginning is today. It is never too late to start over. I want you to let this be today, 30th of October, 2013. I want today to be the first day of your investment in yourself. So today is your birthday, not your biological birthday, but today is your birthday towards your commitment of investment to yourself. So give yourself an applaud for that. Yay! Yay! You give yourself an applaud. You feel happy that you have awakened. All right, so let's continue with the 21 most effective steps. Number six, you must feed your mind. Feed your mind. What they say about computers, garbage in, garbage out. So, if you do not want to be putting garbage out, it simply means you got to feed your brain, your heart, your soul with the right thing. Read books that will empower you. Books that will help you to change your consciousness. Subscribe to magazines that pertains to the industry that you are involved in. Read articles, read blogs that are empowering to you. Commit to listening to conversations. May it be radio shows like this or others. There are other great shows out there. Find uplifting conversations that is taking place. Summits, webinars, and the list goes on and on. There are so many programs out there that will help you to succeed in life. Stop wasting time reading the gossip and tabloids. Spend your time feeding yourself with material that will help to transform your consciousness. Your car be a mobile library. I find myself investing in more audiobooks. And why am I doing that? I'm doing that because as I travel around, this gives me an opportunity to be listening to audiobooks or empowering music. This helps to soothe my soul, my spirit, my ears. So instead of listening to all the bickering that's going on traditional radio, I can enhance me and I can feed my body, my soul, and my spirit. This is actually my mobile coach that helps to motivate me to becoming a better and a greater me each and every day. You and I know that the media, whether printed or digital, sometimes is full with a lot of garbage. And we do not want to have that be part of our consciousness. So we must continuously override those by putting in the right material. So as you purchase a book, and if you can only purchase one particular book, if they have it in audio, and if you are someone that drives a lot, I highly recommend that you invest in the audio version first before you get the traditional print copy, because a lot of times, and this is not just for you, this is for me as well, we buy a lot of printed books and it takes a while for us to read it. But if we get the printed, the digital volume, you can pop it in your car, you're going to the laundromat, you're going to the grocery store, wherever you're going, you pop it in, you're traveling to work, pop it in and you can read as you go, read as you return home. Number eight. connect with success and follow success. What they say, oil seeks its own level. Likes attract alike. So, success leaves clue. So make sure that you are associated with like-minded people. Winners who understand the importance of learning and growing instead of those who try to talk you out of investing in yourself because they are ignorant of the things that are beneficial to you. Don't let people who gave up on their dreams try to convince you to give up on yours and to throw the towel in. So, again, remember when I told you that if you are the smartest person in the group where you are, you need to move on? Well, this is just an affirmation of what I have said before. Find winners to connect yourself to. Find a winning wagon and connect yourself to it and hold on for dear life. It doesn't matter whether a storm comes, a wind, a tsunami, whatever. Hold on for dear life because the end result will be worth it. It is not easy. Number 9, you got to go hard on yourself. Do all that you can do. Be all that you can be. That is the slogan of the military, right? Be all that you can be. That's what the military tell the recruits. And I'm here telling you the same thing. That to invest in yourself, you need to be all that you can be. So number 9 is, be all that you can be. Go above and beyond the call of duty each and every day to give your best. Make it a habit to be excellent. Go above the call of duty. Give more than what people expect of you each and every opportunity you get. Do not be stingy on illustrating and demonstrating your gifts, your talents, and your skills. To get to that point that you want to get, always strive for more, more, more. Better, better, better. Best, best, best. Listen, never settle. If you have been settling for mediocrity, I want you to take a stand today that you will no longer be settling for mediocrity because you are created for excellence. Yes, you are. You are created for excellence. Regardless of what it looks like around you, regardless of where you have been in the past, you are the best. So, you got to stop settling. You must stop people from telling you, well, oh, you can't this and you can't that. You are the best in the mirror every day. And there are some days when I look in the mirror and I am really not satisfied with what I did that day, but the amazing thing that I can always start over. I can look in the mirror and say, I'm so grateful that I'm given another opportunity to do my best today. I want you to do the same thing. Always focus on giving your best gifts, skills, and talents to whatever situation you get involved in. In order for you to be successful, you must be giving your best regardless of what happens. Number 10. Investing in yourself calls for commitment. Time, money, and energy in the person that you want to come. Create a list of the things that are best for you. There is a saying, what is good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. So, what's best for you? Ever that needs to be, you got to commit to doing that. Once you create the list, you need to visit it regularly. And when an upgrade is needed, it's like, what happened? The programs that we download to our computer, there's a designated time when we are going to see a pop-up on our computer that is telling us that a particular program needs to be upgraded. And it is the same thing with our personal development and us investing ourselves. We cannot buy into a program and say, well, this is going to be it for the rest of our lives. We must visit that program and find out, ooh, this is too old. We need a new part of this, so I have to upgrade it. Times. If we are working with a coach and a mentor, that upgrade might mean that we engage the services of a different person. Because you have to understand that investing in ourselves is honestly and truly not one size fits all and not one person having it all to deliver. So, know when that person has reached their maximum capability with the services that they have offered you. And you know when it's time to move on. You thank them for what they have done for you. You identify the benefits that you have gotten out of them. You even go the distance to offer them a testimonial that they can use in marketing their brand and services. So you give them an affirmative testimonial that will help them, and you move on to identifying someone else that can help you at the stage that you now are. Number 11, I tell you, this is an extremely, extremely huge thing for me. And it is the magnitude of your faith. Over the years, when I began investing in myself, it was not easy. It was not comfortable, and in some situation, it was not even as acceptable as I discuss with others. The honest truth is, all I have was my faith. And still, thing I do now has to do with my faith. I know that there's absolutely nothing on the face of this earth that can stop me. Nothing has the ability to stop me from manifesting that greatness that is inside of me. I was born with a destiny, and nothing, absolutely nothing, cannot rock that boat. But I got to be honest with you, times in my life when I was on a wavering journey. I would share what I was doing with too many people, people who did not understand, people who did not share my consciousness, and people who would oftentimes attempt to talk me out of what I was about to do. Had it not been for my intense faith, I would not be able to be on this program right now teaching you about the one most effective steps in investing in yourself. I always believe in me. I know that God did not create a loser. I know God only creates the best. And although there were times when I did not feel like giving my best, I was not showing up with my best. But somewhere there was something that was telling me, you can do it, you can do it. It was that little train. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I keep working on that. Yes, I can. And I'm so thankful to the universe that I am at the stage right now where I can say I have an unwavering faith that nothing, absolutely nothing, cannot deter me from believing in what the universe has for me. Faith allows us to believe in ourselves. It allows us to know that we are created in the image of God. We know that no matter what, the universe will deliver and see us through. We don't have to hear the bells ring to know that we are going to win the fight. Each and every day we get up, we know that we are already winners. All we got to do, we keep to affirm and say, I am the image of God. My God self will allow me to manifest only that lavish abundance that he has created me to manifest. My heart feels it. My heart knows it. Each and every day that I wake up, I am already victorious in everything that I do. The journey might be longer. Yes, your overnight success might take you 25 years. The important thing is that you do not give up. When you get to a bump in the road, you got to rise and know that this is only a slight delay. You got to stick to it in order to end up on the other side. You are guaranteed to reach your destiny so long as you believe in your destiny. Stop focusing on your current situation and start focusing on your future. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the now. Know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop you from manifesting that which you were called to do. 12. Be unapologetically you. Hey, it's all about your authenticity. You're unique. You are authentic no matter what. Always be yourself. And you know why? Ask yourself the question, why do you want to be yourself? because the world is waiting on you. The world is waiting for your story. The world is waiting for your authenticity and your uniqueness, because that's what is going to benefit them. Our authenticity and our uniqueness ties us into our purpose. And as one woman puts it, there are millions in our messes. So there are people that are waiting to hear our story. All that the world asks us to be is to be us. Be you. Influence others' lives by impacting them with your story. Time you stand in front of someone, may it be one person or 1 million person, you need to remember you must be vulnerable, because your vulnerability is what people will connect to. Stop being a carbon copy of somebody else. Be the best you can be. You know something? I'm sure you have heard me said this before. I ain't trying to be nobody else, because nobody can do Daphne like Daphne does Daphne. And the truth is, that needs to be your mantra too. Nobody can do you that you do you. Run your race, stay in your lane, and boy, oh boy, will you begin to make an impact in your life. All of us needs to be passionate about what we do. Our passion helps us to create frameworks in our lives. The frameworks we create ends up to be pillars that makes everything possible for us. They are like guideposts in our lives. They help us to streamline the things that we have to give to the world. What exactly does it mean to find our purpose and passion in life? It means to concentrate on that what God created us to do. And in a few weeks, I'll be offering a year-end promotion. And for those people who participate in that program, you'll be able to get a list of a few of the books that I have used to help me to stay true to my purpose and calling in life. You know, some ways that has helped me to connect with my calling and purpose in life. What helps me to stay true, to be living these things in my life without being apologetic to no one? I'm able to do that because I know if I do not do these things, they will not be done, because those are the reasons that God created me to do these things. If you're just joining, please call in 646-915-8166. We are here discussing the 21 most effective ways to invest in yourself. Number 13, know yourself and self-experimentation. You must know who you are. What are the things that you are extremely good at? what values you hold, what are your morals, what are the things that you do not enjoy doing. Some things that you are standing at the crossroads about, you're not sure whether you are good at them or not, well, don't be ashamed to ask. People are always ready to give us feedbacks. We have not been getting them because we have not been asking. So, I know that before I became a consultant, and even before I became a coach, I asked people to show me help me to identify some strengths that they saw in me. And I tell you, I asked 10 people and they did not know that they were, I had asked each of them because they were different places. They didn't even know each other. However, when I got their feedbacks, it is as if they were sitting in a conference room brainstorming. Each of those people knew I was a motivator. So that affirmed that to me because I thought of that myself. Some of them gave me examples of things that I've said to them that helped them to turn their lives around for the better. They showed me things that I told them to do that they were utilizing that added value and helped them to maintain their highest level of performance in everything that they are doing. It does not matter your age. It is never too late to do something over. Start where you are now. I'm here to tell you, God is willing to meet you where you are. He has not given up on you. So why are you giving up on yourself? Who gives you the right to give up on yourself? You are created in the image of God. You are created to do greatness. So why are you thinking of throwing in the towel? Become intimately acquainted with who you are so that you can give your best. Because you know what? The world is depending on you. This is not something that can go out and learn from a book. You know it in your heart. If you will take the time to just be still and to listen to what your heart is telling you, it's telling you the direction to go. It is explaining to you exactly the steps that you can use to go in a different direction, a direction that not only will empower you, but it will empower others. So it's time for you to pull your journal out and begin to jot these things down. Be intuitive. Listen to you. I beg you not to give up on yourself. Stop doubting your capabilities. Your potential has not even scratched a quarter of the surface. You have so much more on top potential. You have given up on yourself far too long. So promise yourself today that you will continue to evolve. The best way to learn about yourself is through the art of micro-experiments and rapid self-learning. There are always opportunities for you to learn. Get involved. Get involved. You owe it to yourself. Budget what you can to learning daily, weekly, monthly, annually. As you make your budget up for all other aspects of your life, I want for you to start to budget for your personal investment. Number 15, surround yourself with passionate people. I want to welcome guest 255 to the show. You're welcome to call in to contribute to the conversation. If there are things that you have been doing to invest in yourself, I would love to hear about them. You can either type it in the chat room or you are welcome to call 646-915-8166. So again, number 15 is surround yourself with passionate people. Trust me, nobody wants to be around a living dead. So find people who are high energy, who are excited, people who are movers and shakers, people who will take you by the hand and drag you along and ignite that passion in you. The fastest way to do the impossible is to start hanging around people who are already doing it. People will say, oh, I've been there, done that. If you don't have supportive people around you, you know that you will never be able to accomplish greatness. You got to be around people who will toot your horn and help you to develop into the bigger you. You have the ability to do more. So connect again, I tell you, connect yourself to the winning wagon. Why is this so important and need to be an urgent step that you take? Number one, I truly believe there is no more impactful way to change your life than by pursuing the work that you love. Whatever you do in life, don't do it for the money. Do it for the love. You know why? When we do what we love, money will be attracted to us. So why don't we begin to focus on making a difference in the lives of people? Tell you something. We are going to be rolling in the dough in every aspect of our lives. B, just imagine how much happier and productive the world could be if everyone did something they love for a living. Can you imagine? What a joy. Look at the workplace that you are now involved in if you have a job. Can you visualize the joy and excitement? Instead of people coming around grouchy, I know a lot of people work in an environment where they have cubicles, and a lot of times you overhear the discussions that are taking place on those telephones. Can you just sit and visualize the conversation being more positive? Do you feel that that would impact and transform the environment? I bet you have. So, you and I can begin to visualize the result we want. What we give energy to is what manifests itself. Excuse me. So why don't we begin to transform the environment by transforming our consciousness? See, now is the perfect time to invest in yourself by investing in a coach or mentor who will hold you accountable and assist you to identify a proven system and framework for connecting you with your passion. I know that you're probably like me, just running. Sometimes people are chasing their shadows. But a mentor and a coach can help us to slow down, relax, take a deep breath, and become centered around the thing that we are called to do. D, choose the most lucrative option in building a career or business. And again, this got to do with the thing that we love, love, love. I live in Connecticut, USA, in the Northeast region of the country. And I tell my clients, especially those who live here, when I'm helping them to narrow down and identify their skills and talents, I ask them, what's the one thing that no matter how high the snow is out your door, what's the one thing that cannot keep you behind those doors? You got to open it. And you got to go. Let me just get a little bit of water. You know, what's the one thing that will not stop you from going through the door? It's not difficult to connect with our calling and our purpose and our passion. It is always so dear to us. It's, as people oftentimes say, it's not rocket science, because that thing is always right under our noses, staring us in the face. A lot of times we are not connecting with it because we are looking for something drastic. And it doesn't need to be complicated. It definitely does not. Slow down, take a deep breath, and assess all the situations that are happening in your life. What have you been doing that gets people excited? What have people been saying to you? Because people tell us, oh, you should be doing this, that, and the other. Oh, you are the best, this, that, and the other. You know, I tell people a lot of times, if you're having challenges identifying what you ought to be doing in life, I direct them to do an activity by getting a sheet of paper, draw a line down in the middle, things I'm extremely good at, and on the other side, things that people tell me I'm good at. And you go down, and you assess both things together and you see the things that repeat themselves on both lists. And that will help to point you in the direction of what you ought to be doing. Choose the most lucrative option in building a business or a career, doing the work that you love. Keep that as you go out there, because in difficult times and challenging times, if you don't love what you're doing, you're going to be throwing in the towel very quickly, and you are going to be experiencing burnt out. You're going to be stressful. You're going to be angry. You're not going to be fun to be around. So don't forget, remember that four-letter word, L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. And when we L-O-V-E it, the M-O-N-E-Y will C-O-M-E. So there is a mantra for you. When I love it, the money will come. Each and every day you go out there, we need to tell ourselves, I'm open and ready to receive. Open and ready to receive. And our goal is to just continue giving our best. And remain in the position of openness so we can receive. Number 16, journaling. Listen, for those of you who have been following me and supporting me anytime, you know that I am a journal junkie. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So create a gratitude journal for you. And this is the 16th step in your investment. Create a gratitude journal. You must transform your consciousness. And you got to begin to be grateful, not only for the big things. One day you might just be grateful for your fingernails. You know, another day you might be grateful that you're able to experience your sense of taste. Start somewhere, break these things down, and write. You are going to find out that the more you begin to give thanks and be grateful for all things, that is going to assist you to reprogram who you are and to reprogram your consciousness. And once your consciousness is reprogrammed, that's going to help you to manifest all of the abundance that is locked up inside of you. So again, create a gratitude journal. Write in it every day. This will help you to transform your consciousness and assist in the reprogramming of who you will become. Number 17, spirituality. Find your place in the universe and connect and stay focused. We all need to grounded. We all need a balance. I tell you, you and I know lots of people that are so religious that they are no earthly good. If you are one of those persons and you are listening to my voice this morning, I'm asking you to step up before that mirror, the largest mirror you have in your house. Step up and look at the person that is looking back at you and ask that person the question, am I religious or am I spiritual? Only you, and this is not a judgmental question. This is a question that only you can answer. I'm telling you from personal experience, religion is not going to help you to manifest that greatness, that God self that is inside of you. Religion is not going to help you to manifest that. So it's time for you to step up. Be who you are called to be. You do not need to live in the shadows of your ancestors by saying, oh, well, my family was born a Baptist, my family was born a Lutheran, and my family was born a this or a that. You know all the different labels we use. When we do that, we are robbing the world of that which we were called to give to them. So look into your well-being and do what's right for your God self. Take time to meditate. Take time to ponder about the messages that your body is giving you. Listen to your authentic place, your soul, your core. Listen to the requests and demands that it is making on you. Number 18. Steps. From the 21 steps, most effective steps of investing in you, your nutritional intake. Ladies and gentlemen, our bodies are our temples and should be treated as such. What we eat is important. What is right for our bodies? Slow down and listen to our bodies because it tells us what we need to know. When was the last time you listened to your bodies? What is more important to you? Is it the cost of the things that you ingest or the value of the things that you ingest? The time has come when you need to evaluate your nutritional intake. I'm telling you, I have transformed my nutritional intake. Those of you who know me personally, you have seen and witnessed this transformation. I will continue to evolve in this aspect of what I'm doing. I'm eating drastically different. I have been doing research and educating myself. And I have learned that not everything that we eat is the right thing for our body. It's not good for us. We need to listen to our bodies. We need to spend the time in acquiring the knowledge that will help us to make the right choices for our system. Each and every one of us, our system is created differently. Not because you like fried chicken, that does not mean that chicken is the best thing for you. You do research and you'll find out that maybe lamb is the right thing for you. But a lot of us keep eating what's cheaper without knowing the result that we are getting from that. So I'm not getting any cut from this, but there's a book out there called Eating for Your Blood Type. I want to encourage you to invest in that book and start look at what you have been doing. You know, some of the things, there are different things that you will want to do for your body to make sure it enhances the nutrition that you are putting in your body. You know, consult with different people. Consult with people that consult with people about your colon. Learn about ways to attend to your colon that is beneficial to you. Find out about probiotics. Find out about omega-3 oils. You know, what are some foods that you need to eat more of? You know, explore raw, explore vegan, explore vegetarian. What's right for you? You'll probably find out that as you look into the makeup of your family, everybody has different requirements, but can be a satisfying thing. So why not let this be a journey that the entire family goes on and give everybody a portion to investigate? And these are one of the things that you can begin to have family meetings around to find out what can we do to enhance our nutritional intake. All right? So I know I'm having fun doing that. Every day I wake up, I just do some great things for me. This morning my breakfast was a morning blast off where I made something from curly kale, raw pumpkin seed, flax seed, hemp powder, and green apples with some spring water, cinnamon, and powdered ginger. That was my breakfast. Yeah, some of you probably had a stack of pancakes and some eggs and so on and so forth. And, I mean, that's all right. Maybe that's what your body needs. But have you took the time to study and find out whether that's the right thing for you? You owe it to your sis to make sure you give it what it needs. You know, every such and such a time we take our cars to the oil change place or the mechanics and we pay attention to our cars. We take our computers to the to other shops that, you know, upgrade it and do all these things, yet our bodies we neglect. So I'm here and I'm asking you to take the steps to make sure you are giving your body what it needs. Number 19, create a powerful inner circle. We have all found ourselves in the rut at some times or another, chasing our shadows or going around in circles. The bottom line is we all want to go further than we really are right now to be a better you. Here are some thoughts for creating a powerful inner circle. Invite people who are more successful than you are to guide you on this journey. B, for help. Remove pride and ego and ask for help. C, you do not need to know everything. Be willing to pay experts, provide that which you don't know. Investing in yourself requires you to surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are. So, if you are someone that likes to speak, focus on doing that. You don't like to do the managerial part of the business, hire someone who can do that. However, you still have an idea how to do it. It doesn't mean that you have to do it yourself. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are. And don't be greedy. You don't need to look for all of it and take it for yourself. Be willing to partner with people. Number 20, love and intimacy. It is important to give love and to be lovable. This can be a challenge for those of us who are single. However, there are so many ways to give love besides being involved in a romantic relationship. And here are some ways to demonstrate love. A, adopt a pet. B, volunteering. Find an organization where you can volunteer. It might be with the elderly. It might be with the women's center. There are so many different ways. Big brother, big sister. There are so many different ways. C, mentor a child. You might not have children of your own, but you can find an hour or two a week where you can mentor another child and give some love. D, you can spend special times with friends. Go shopping, go out for a cocktail, go out for dinner or lunch, go out to a movie, go out to the park, go to the lake, go swimming. Identify what's in your area where you can give some love and receive some love. You might be in a position to cook a meal for someone who is elderly and be shut in, and go and spend some time with them reading, playing some board games, and just have a laughter. Cup of tea, cup of coffee, some nice spring water together, and just laugh, act silly, and have fun. So I hope this helps you to show you that you don't have to sit around and be whining and pining, and oh, I don't have anybody, nobody wants me. Because there are so many ways out there that we can give love. I know I have a cat, Toby. And yes, I'm single. I've been single for a long time. I've been single since 1985. And I tell you, it is such a joy when I walk in the house and he runs, he jumps up on me and he's ready to kiss me. He put his paws around my neck and it is such a great feeling. Sometimes I come home and he doesn't hear me get in. And when I go in my room, there he is cuddled up on my section of the bed that I sleep. And I lay and I said, look at that. Just my scent and him laying where I lay keeps him closely connected to me. So there are so many ways that we can enjoy love, we can give love, and we too can also be lovable. And the last step in today's 21 steps of investing in ourselves is to create a reading list for ourselves. Create a home library. That is of vital importance in helping to develop ourselves. It is one of the most valuable investments that you can do. I mentioned earlier on about investing in audiobooks as well as hard copies. And I have a wicker basket in my car, and that's where I have all my, not all, because the amount I have cannot hold in my car, but I keep rotating them. I have my my CDs, and I have my audiobooks of my famous author and mentor and passion and purpose is Dr. Miles Monroe. So you look on my bookshelf, you see all of his books pertaining to purpose. And you go in my car, I have all the audios pertaining to purpose and calling and vision and mission. You know, I invest in me because I know it is the most important thing that I can ever do. I encourage you to do the same thing for you. If you are not where you are in life, it's because you have been neglecting in the investment of yourself. If you find out that you can only invest $10 in yourself, go down to your bookstore, go on the sales rack, look and see personal development sections. What books are on sale that you can purchase? Or also go on the sales rack of the audiobooks and see what's there that you can come out with. Search the internet because they're always free. Every website you can go on, there are free information that you can get to help in the development of who you are. There are a lot of you out there who are settling for mediocrity. You are not experiencing that greatness. You are holding yourselves back. You have put a lid onto your evolvement. It is time to open that lid. I want you to pop that lid off. Start to expose yourselves. Yes, it might be uncomfortable. However, I hope that this segment today has ruffled your feathers enough that you are so uncomfortable that you are no longer settling. Stop holding this world hostage. You need to tell your stories. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your creator to give your best at all times. To be, it is up to you. So, do not hold yourself hostage anymore. Start to invest in you because you owe it to the universe to give your best. Again, I want to remind you to be part of the cruise that we are doing to benefit the children at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. You can be part of this venture by calling 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3177. Speak with Tot Olinda Begg, and she is the cruise consultant who can give you more information about how you can be part of this cruise. I also invite you to be part of my network. Connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook Daphne Clark Hudson, Instagram Daphne Clark Hudson. Or if you forget my handles, I want to tell you to just Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, and you will see all the things that I'm involved in. If you have not yet followed me here on the radio, I want you to mark it as a favorite connect with me as a friend, and each week you will be informed as to who are the guests that we will have on this show. I would be remiss if I did not show gratitude to each and every one of you who over these past years have been supporting me here. We have hit the 100,000 listenership. We have expanded that number, and I'm thankful to each and every one of you. Email me here, message me here on the radio, or email me at dynamicdaphne12@att.net. Let me know what are some of the benefits that you have been receiving from this radio show. I thank you, I honor and respect you. Remember that I will not be broadcasting next week because I will be investing in myself by attending the Awesomeness Fest in the Dominican Republic. However, there are many, many, many archives show that you can visit to continue to get the resource here from the radio show. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you. And for those of you who join us in the live chat today, I honor you. For those of you who have been listening on your computers or smartphone, I honor and I love you. I want to remind you, invest in yourself because you were created for greatness. You were called for a specific destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you from that. I want you to remember that you should not be asking what the world has for you. Instead, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And that's the quote that I began this episode with. I want to end it with that. And I hope that this will be one of you, your new mantras. And I want to say namaste to each and every one of you who are under the sound of my voice. Stay blessed, and I love you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? This way.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. Hallelujah. I know what I'm here for. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch him right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.